Welcome to this week's edition of The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. As part of our 2024 election coverage, Delaware Public Media is highlighting a series of races to watch. The first race we're looking at ahead of November's general election is in Sussex County. The 6th District State Senate seat is one of only two contested state Senate seats in this general election, and the only one where a Democrat and a Republican square off. Incumbent Democrat Russ Huxtable seeks another term against his Republican challenger, Kim Hoey Stevenson. And Delaware Public Media contributor Paul Kiefer reports the race has featured a largely civil tone between the two candidates.
Delaware is the fastest growing state in the Mid-Atlantic region, and the 6th Senate District is at the center of that population boom. The resulting pressures on fragile coastal ecosystems, farmers, road and sewer infrastructure, the local healthcare system and housing supply, and looming above it all, the regular threat of flooding, are front of mind for district residents. And both Huxtable and Stevenson know it.
The issues are overdevelopment, roads, medical, can we get doctors? Those are the questions that people, those are the same things that come up over and over again.
Stevenson argues that the job of the 6th District Senator is principally to help coordinate between state agencies in Sussex County, as both attempt to balance development pressures with long-term planning.
Land use is the county's lane. The roads and school funding are, mostly the state lane, but those two need to be intersecting.
That isn't a controversial goal. Huxtable says better managing development in the district is a bipartisan priority, and one that is as relevant to newcomers as it is to longtime residents.
It doesn't matter if they've just arrived here or if they've been here for a while. They have the same concern. I equate this to like a stove. Imagine cooking dinner on a 6-burner stove. I think they've got every single burner turned on hot and something's burning and folks know it. And so I think there needs to be some knob turning and some better coordination between county and state.
The 6th District race isn't marred by personal attacks or predictable partisan bickering. The candidates have instead leaned largely on their resumes to draw support. For Huxtable, the most important highlight of his resume is a 2-year record in the General Assembly. He cites his leading role in convincing Delaware's Department of Education to allow school districts like Cape Henlopen to build new schools to fit projected growth in student populations rather than current student populations, as well as his work to expand Delaware's Affordable Housing Development Fund from $4 million to $31.5 million last year, the first expansion of the program's budget since 1987.
I think if I had not been elected, I don't think that would have been the case.
Stevenson points to her time on the Sussex County Planning Commission and as a communications director for Delaware Senate Republicans.
I mean, I'm the only candidate who has county and state experience. So I know who to call. And I do that now. People call me now.
That absence of partisan bluster is mostly to be expected in a relatively moderate district that first elected a Democrat, Huxtable, 2 years ago. Registered Democrats outnumber Republicans by roughly 8 percentage points in the district. But Democrats also held a registration advantage, albeit a smaller one, when former Republican Senator Ernie Lopez won the district in 2018. Neither party can claim a majority of the district's voters. Independent and unaffiliated voters are nearly as numerous as Republicans. Both candidates say some of the most recent efforts by Democratic state lawmakers to set new guardrails for development have been well received among 6th District voters, despite those rules placing some limits on the authority of local governments, often a red line in Delaware politics. This year, for instance, state lawmakers voted to require towns and counties to factor climate change into future comprehensive plans. Huxtable says voters' feedback on that requirement has been overwhelmingly positive. Stevenson takes no issues with the law, which she says is both in the interest of the district and redundant in Sussex County. The county began considering the impacts of climate change in its comprehensive plan as early as 2018.
This was a legislation that to codify something we're already doing.
Indeed, Stevenson says her voting record on the county's planning commission reflected the need to take coastal flooding into account when approving new developments.
My last night on the planning commission, I presented the denial of a neighborhood called Stillwater, that where they were going to build it, the entrance was going to be underwater several times a year.
Huxtable emphasizes the role of public transportation and the land use changes needed to make public transportation a viable option for more district residents as part of sustainable planning in Sussex County and as a cost-saving alternative for residents struggling with rising living expenses.
And if we can encourage less reliance on vehicles, that would be good for the working class, because owning a vehicle is expensive.
The candidates also align on the subject of Delaware's open space and farmland preservation programs, which both argue are chronically underfunded, though they offer different suggestions for where the state might find dollars to redirect to the programs.
Right now, it's a flat $10 million a year for open space and ag land preservation put into that program from the realty transfer tax. I would prefer to see almost a percentage of those transfer taxes be put into open space and ag land preservation, for kind of counterbalance the reason why we're getting those funds, because we are developing farmlands and open space.
Along similar lines, Huxtable pointed to a bill he sponsored this year that provided state matching dollars for crop insurance, a complement to the state's agricultural land preservation program intended to help keep farms profitable. Stevenson, on the other hand, suggests that the state should redirect a larger portion of its unclaimed property revenue, which accounted for just over 6% of Delaware's total revenue in 2023, to the preservation programs. She says that investment would offer a better alternative to the current use of that revenue to feed the state's general fund. She says that investment would offer a better alternative to the present use of that revenue, which currently feeds into the state's general fund.
When we get a windfall, let's put that aside so that we have that for these things.
Neither candidate is eager to engage in open partisanship, but despite their bipartisan messaging, they're also not running as independents. Indeed, Stevenson says she does not anticipate breaking with fellow Republicans on any key votes should she win in November, and she joined fellow Republicans in criticizing the Delaware Department of Natural Resources rule adopted last year requiring that 82% of new cars and trucks sent to Delaware be zero-emissions vehicles.
Whether you believe that electric vehicles are the future or not, and they might very well be, that law became law without a single legislator voting on it. That shouldn't happen.
Huxtable, in contrast, voted in favor of a bill requiring new single and multifamily housing to include electric vehicle charging infrastructure in 2023. Governor Carney signed that bill into law 4 months before DENREC finalized its zero emissions vehicle rule. He says that on some fronts, including on sustainable development policy, the state may need to step in to prevent local politics from derailing key priorities.
And if the state needs to assist a local jurisdiction by being the bad guy, and to get the local legislator to be like, the state's making me do it. Like, then maybe we need to, to do the right thing and not be afraid that we may lose an election because we did the right thing.
Despite some policy differences under the surface, the national political climate does not appear to have trickled down into the race for Delaware's 6th Senate District, and both candidates appear to prefer a resume contest over an ideological showdown. Paul Kiefer, Delaware Public Media.
Thanks, Paul. And stay with us. We're joined by a Delaware State University political science professor to discuss the increasing influence of political action committees in first state elections. That's next on The Green, here on Delaware Public Media.